The Native American tribe that gave Kansas its name has reclaimed a 28-ton piece of its sacred heritage, a boulder roughly the size of a compact car. KCUR's Frank Morris reports on what it means to the Kaw tribal community.
The Kaw, or Kanza, people once ranged across most of present-day Kansas. 150 years ago, the federal government banished the last of them to what's now Oklahoma. The tribe almost died off entirely. Now, the Kaw tribe is celebrating a new toehold in Kansas.
We're going to get started momentarily. If you are sitting in the sun, I want you to know that you are...
About 300 people crowd under and around a big white canopy in the sweeping green Flint Hills outside Council Grove, Kansas. They're here to celebrate a rock unlike anything else around, the huge red quartzite boulder standing bolt upright on the green prairie.
Today, we welcome home our grandfather, Njuje Wahobe, to our Kaw Nation lands and the last reservation that we had in Kansas.
Tribal Vice Chair Jim Pepper Henry says the sacred red rock spent almost a century propped up in a city park 80 miles from here as a monument to white settlers. A decades-long effort involving lots of people and a $5 million grant from the Mellon Foundation transferred Njuje Wahobe to the tribe's 160-acre heritage park. Brittany Dias drove up from Tulsa, Oklahoma to see it.
I'm Kaw, and so this is part of our culture and our heritage, and this is a really monumental moment for us to have the sacred rock return and brought here to where it can rest finally and be back with its people.
Dias says this is part of a much broader movement.
We can look at it as a sense of closure, as we have closed out this understanding and idea of the colonial mentality of where we take. And now we're opening a new chapter where we are rematriating.
The next chapter could be repopulating. The people who gave their name to Kansas now have just a tiny presence in the state. Jim Pepper Henry hopes the rock and the cultural heritage park they're developing around it will help reestablish the Kaw tribe in its native homeland. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Council Grove, Kansas.